You're kidding. Just one shot?
They're not all zombies, Doug. How do you fight this thing?
Maybe we could drown it in A1 sauce.
Well, sometimes that is better. The person you put up there ain't the person that comes back.
It's dead zone to get down with. About 6 feet under. Get dead.
Ooh, I love this song.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Hello and welcome to episode 182 of the Rotten Views podcast. Thank you everyone for showing up to another new episode. I appreciate you guys coming by again.
If this is your first time visiting the podcast, I appreciate it. And you guys are in for a fun one because I can assure you that. Because I've watched this movie many, many times over the years. This is a childhood favorite of mine. And if you guys haven't watched it yet, I don't know what you guys are doing. Because this is like the best robot movie ever. I'm being biased here 100%. I just love Short Circuit. Just want to put a little bit of business out there for everyone. For those of you that don't make it to the end of the podcast, and I understand if you don't, I probably wouldn't want to listen to myself here. I hate editing these episodes. I literally hate the sound of my voice. But for you guys that keep coming back each and every week, I appreciate it nonetheless. But before we get into the episode at hand, I just want to put out a little bit of, you know, personal promotion there for new listeners. If you guys want to go follow me on all social medias, the links will be down in the description below. But you can find me on all social medias, anywhere from X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram. We have the Facebook art page, we have the TikTok page, and the thing that we post the most on, that we're working the most on, is that YouTube channel. So definitely go subscribe and turn on the bell notifications there. We go live there almost every single night lately, for a couple hours a night. I have shorts up there as well, community posts. We have the weekly game video that drops every single Wednesday. We're going to be doing more Let's Play series for there as well. And like I said, we got the live stream, so you come by, say hi. Don't say hi, just lurk. It's up to you guys what you want to do. But once we do hit 1,000 subs on there, we're going to be giving away some free artwork. Maybe one piece, two piece. I'm not sure how many pieces yet, but we will be giving away some free artwork. So you definitely go subscribe to the channel, share the channel. It means a lot to me, and I appreciate it if you guys did. One of these days, I'll get the hang and get it fully smoothed out where I can self-promote this stuff and not sound like an idiot. But when that day will be, who knows? We're already 180 episodes in, and it's still not perfect yet. But we enjoy doing it, and hopefully you guys enjoy it and come back if this is your first episode. And if it is, just so you guys know ahead of time, what I do is I talk about a movie. It started out as all horror movies, but we branched out to comedy, action, sci-fi, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I talk about a movie from start to finish and hit all the points in between. I'm giving you a warning now, so if you guys haven't watched this movie, you don't want to be spoiled, feel free to pause the episode now and go find a copy of it somewhere. But if not, you're going to be spoiled on the movie, so hopefully you guys don't mind that. But yeah, today we're talking about a movie from 1986 called Short Circuit, which actually plays together with the movie we did last week because it's also starring Steve Guttenberg. So let's get into the movie at hand. Just a little bit of facts and details about it. Came out in 1986, like I said. It's a sci-fi comedy for an hour and 38 minutes. It has a 6.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 61% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 50% on TV Guide. Initial release date was May 9th, 1986. It had a box office of $40.7 million. The description as read on IMDb, number 5 of a group of experimental robots in a lab is electrocuted, suddenly becomes intelligent, and escapes. A lot of detail, right? You'll get the movie. It's understandable. It's fine. The director for this is John Badham. A unique last name to say the least, but he's actually the director for 1977's Saturday Night Fever. He's also the director for 1995's Nick of Time. And one of my favorites, he's also the director for 1983's War Games. He also directed 9 episodes of Supernatural from 2014 to 2017. Didn't know that. Kind of makes me wonder which episodes he's done. I might have to look that up later. I'm a fan of Supernatural, so hopefully you guys are too. Let me know your favorite episode down below. This movie also has three writers credited to it as well. The first one we're going to talk about is S.S. Wilson, best known for writing 1999's Wild Wild West. He was the writer for 1990's Tremors, as well as he apparently did 13 episodes for the 2003 TV series Tremors, which I've never seen in my entire life. Is that one of the things that they've talked about being made but never actually came out? I don't know. I'm gonna have to look that up. I love Tremors. At least the first two were pretty good. Also, apparently he's known for doing everything Tremors related, because he's a character in Tremors 2. He's also did the story for Tremors 4. He did apparently some stuff for Tremors 5, Tremors A Cold Day in Hell, Tremors Shrieker Island. There's a lot of these I've never actually seen before, so I might have to revisit them at some point in time. I remember A Cold Day in Hell a little bit in Bloodlines, but Shrieker Island I don't remember at all, because apparently it came out in 2020. Maybe I should just do like a month long of Tremors episodes. That's a possibility at some point in time, right? Anyways, enough about Tremors. The next writer we're going to talk about is Brent Maddock, who's also the writer for 1999's Wild Wild West, and he's also done the Tremors movies as well. Oh boy. He also was the writer for 1993's Heart and Souls, which I've never heard of. But yeah, he's best known for doing a bunch of Tremors stuff as well. He also was the screenplay writer for Ghost Dad from 1990, if anyone really cares about that. He was also the writer for Short Circuit 2. So apparently, Short Circuit and Tremors have a lot to go together with, for writers at least. And the last writer we're going to talk about for this movie is Jay Tarsis, who was the writer for 65 episodes of The Day and Nights of Molly Dodd. He did 13 episodes of Open All Night from 1981 to 1982. And he's also Coach Finstock from 1985's Teen Wolf. And of course, like what we'd like to do now is talk about a couple of the actors or actresses that are played in the movie. We might as well just get Steve Guttenberg playing Newton Crosby right out of the way. We know he's best known for playing the Police Academy series as well. Three Men and a Baby, Three Men and a Little Lady. We talked about it a little bit last time. He's in 7 episodes of Goldbergs. He was in a TV movie, How to Murder Your Husband. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? We're going to skip talking about G.W. Bailey this time around, because we talked about him last week as well in Police Academy. So we're going to jump to Ally Sheedy, who's playing Stephanie Speck in the movie. And of course, she's best known for playing Allison Reynolds in 1985's The Breakfast Club, as well as playing Jennifer in 1983 War Games. She's also Lucy Berlin in High Art, which I don't know anything about. And apparently she's in 20 episodes of Single Drunk Female from 2022 to 2023. I haven't even heard of that show before. And she's also Scott's teacher in 2016 X-Men Apocalypse. I'm going to have to revisit that, because I don't remember that at all. The last person we're going to talk about on the cast list is Fisher Stevens. He plays Ben in both Short Circuit movies, where he's Ben in both, but their last names are spelled different ways. Also, he's in the 1995 Hackers movie, where he plays the Plague. He's also Iggy Koopa in 1993 Super Mario Bros. He's also in 15 episodes of Blacklist from 2015 to 2022. He's also in another favorite of mine from 1985, My Science Project, which I did earlier on in the podcast. I don't know the exact episode, but definitely go check that out, because that's a really fun movie as well, and I'm pretty sure you can still watch it for free on YouTube. Highly recommend checking that movie out. But enough about all that. Let's just jump into some stuff about the movie, like the tagline. The tagline for this is, "Something wonderful has happened. Number 5 is alive." And apparently the trivia: the sound of Number 5's laser firing is the same effect as the Ghostbusters proton packs powering up. Didn't notice that at all, so I'm going to have to definitely listen to that as well, because I don't remember. I know it's true. Of course, it's on IMDb. They won't be lying, but that's just interesting. I guess the sound is reused. Also, one of the good quotes. Number 5, "Hey, lizard lips, your mama was a snowblower." Anyways, enough about that. Let's get into the movie at hand. Like I said earlier on, if you guys don't want to be spoiled on a movie that came out in 1986, feel free to pause it now and go find yourself a copy of it. But if not, then feel free to just sit here, relax, get comfy, get some chips, maybe some popcorn, whatever you want. Let's just sit down, relax, and listen to me talk about this movie from start to finish and hit all the points that interest me in between. We're going to set the movie out right now.
Presents Saturday Night at the Movies, the television series which each week brings you the finest in recent motion pictures. Tonight,
It's the ultimate soldier.
It doesn't get happy, it doesn't get sad, it doesn't laugh at your jokes.
It is quite simply the most sophisticated robot on Earth.
Tonic. At Nova Robotics, the future is in good hands.
You're doing real good. Just keep working on those last two bars.
Thanks to Dr. Newton Crosby.
Originally, I designed it as a marital aid.
But artificial intelligence has gotten too smart.
No.
It's malfunctioning. It might not do anything.
But it could decide to blow away anything that moves, couldn't it?
Because $11 million worth of robot just hit the road.
Wow!
Number 5 is alive.
Welcome to my planet.
You just have to find number 5, get some answers.
Why don't you come on in my house?
And it's got a lot of living to do.
Whatever it takes to put that stupid contraption out of commission, that's what you do.
Me input.
Haven't had enough of this stuff.
More input.
And they can seem quite lifelike, but they are still machines.
Oh. Number 5 is alive.
Nice software.
How it happens, who knows, but it has happened.
A new comedy adventure from John Badham, the director of War Games.
They're going to be after you. We got to get out of here now.
Hey, he's alive!
No!
Ally Sheedy, Steve Guttenberg, and Number 5.
Beautiful.
Short Circuit.
I am alive.
That lovely TriStar Pegasus image coming in. I believe, isn't TriStar bought by Disney, so isn't this technically a Disney movie now? I could be wrong about that. I'm not 100% sure. Anyways, we see this factory where we see some metal being cut, and the intro credits are starting, and you can just tell we're in some kind of science lab or technician lab where something is being built. We hear the music playing. We see some, like, little tank tracks being laid out. We see, like, the neck part of, like, Johnny Five. We see a bunch of other little mechanisms being built. You can definitely tell, like, there's a robot of some sort being built in this lab. We see the whole factory, like, metalworking factory, as the robot's being made. And then we see, like, this nice grassy area where we see some flowers. And then we see a military tank coming through with a bunch of other military vehicles just crushing everything in sight. And we can see that it's a test for these Johnny Five robots. I'm not sure what the actual name of the robots are. I know Johnny Five's the main one. But yeah, we see the tank coming closer and closer to this, like, bunker area where we see the robot's red evil eyes coming up. And then out of nowhere, we just see a laser beam coming out, and it blows up a Jeep, and then it blows up one of the military trucks. And they're making these robots to be, like, the perfect fighting machine to take on any military war. And now we see all the military vehicles are all blown up and everything's just in pieces. It wasn't actual real military members in there. It was just mannequins inside the vehicles. And then the robot comes out and it's like everyone's neutralized and everything's over. And then we see, you know, a bunch of military guys all watching from the stands, and they're all just cheering on the robots because the robot did his job right for once in their life, I guess. And then we see Howard Marner showing up, who's played by Austin Pendleton, and he's like the man behind the, I think it's the Nova remote program. It's the name for the robots, the Giant Fives and whatnot. Maybe it's like a Tesla from back in the day. Maybe that's the same comparison to modern day. Also, the thing that's really interesting about this movie is that Fisher Stevens isn't playing a white man at all. He's playing an Oriental of some sort. That would be very much frowned upon in this modern day setting that we live in now. Days, but you know, it's fine. Anyways, we see a bunch of the Novas getting ready to set up like a table with some alcohol, and the one of them like smashes the glass that has all the ice in it. And it's like, oh yeah, we're just gonna squeeze some lime into the drink. Howard's just trying to make it look like the robots are really smart and that they're able to make cocktails and whatnot, and they all just go by numbers. So number 2 is the one that hands in the cocktail, and Howard's like, ah, just how I like my cocktail, shaken but not stirred. And then, of course, it starts to rain. Then he's like, ah, the one thing we can't control is the man upstairs in the rain. So how about we take our presentation back to Nova Industries, and I'll show you how everything else works inside the lab. Also, in that audience of military people watching on, we saw G.W. Bailey's character, Scrober, watching on, and he's not very happy about it because he's like, you know, men need to do the work of killing people and not robots, even though the robots are going to practically save your life. But nonetheless, he's worried about his job being taken away from him, I guess. Then we see Ben unloading all the numbers out of the truck. He's got, like, the Asian accent going on. And then Harrick goes over to talk to him. He's like, so where is Newton? I believe Ben's just like, yeah, he's just hiding in the washroom, you know, just what he does. And then we we see Newton, and he's in the lab, and he's playing with a robotic arm, and he's making the robotic arm actually play music on a piano. So then Ben hunts him down and finds him. He's like, ah, you gotta go mingle with the fancy people, because Howard wants you out there now, and he gotta be out there, he's gonna can your ass. And then the phone rings, he has one of his robotic arms answer it, and we just hear Howard yelling. He's like, Crosby, I know you're in there, don't hang up the phone on me. And then he just makes the robot hang it up anyways, because he's like, I don't want to deal with you. And while Howard is mingling with all the other fancy people, we see a smaller version of a robot just going through a tray, being like, here's some cocktails and some finger foods. You want some finger foods? Then one of the random military guys is like, yeah, we're going to put some giant bombs on these robots and send them right up the main road to Moscow and blow everything up. It's like, okay. And then we see the thunderstorm, you know, crackling more, and we see a bunch of the numbers outside. And this Norman guy's like, hey, you got to get number 5 off that generator. He's like, yeah, yeah, I'm going. And anyways, before he gets there, you see lightning hit like a power beam, and it goes through the generator and it electrocutes number 5, and we just see him shaking as electricity, you know, goes through his body and starts sparking and smoke goes all over the place. Like, what happened? It's like, I don't know, but it's fried. And they're like, oh, we're in deep shit now. I don't think he's gonna work at all. And then they find out apparently he's still good to go. And then they give the verbal command to go to the disarming section. But number 5's taking his sweet time because he literally just got electrocuted. And then one guy kicks him. He's like, come on, you tin can, get moving. It's like, he just got electrocuted. Give him a minute. Anyways, as number 5's trying to follow them all, he actually starts walking into a wall, or driving into a wall because he's got tank treads, and just keeps hitting that wall over and over again because he's a little bit fried. He's a little bit loopy at this point in time from being electrocuted. Next time we see number 5, he's just at the 3 light switch section, and he just literally keeps flicking the light switch on and off, watching the red light come on and off. And then we see the small robot coming through with a coffee machine, and he's just watching and being like, ooh, what's that? And then we see a cord hanging off of it, and he's like, ooh, a cord, I should follow that. Anyways, as he's trying to follow the one with the coffee machine, he literally gets hit by the garbage robot machine and literally gets pushed down the hallway and out to like the dumping area, where he gets put onto what I'm assuming is a Nova garbage truck, even though it's just like a flatbed with wooden sides on it. And then he hides in between the crates on the garbage truck. And then we cut to the mingling area where we see all the other Nova prototypes coming in, but they stop at number 4. And Howard's like, so, Ben, I'm a little bit confused. I've only counted 4. Where is number 5? And Ben's like, number 5 kind of just took off on his own. Not really too sure where he went. And then he's like, you just need to stay calm, sir. We'll find him eventually, right? And then we see that garbage truck leaving the compound area. And, of course, number 5 is on it in between the garbage containers. And then we see Schroeder all pissed off. He's like, God damn it, I knew it. Goddamn garbage cans with guns are on the loose now. Now we got this number 5 out here. Gonna cause some issues and probably kill some people. Who knows? And so Schroeder's trying to put the whole base down on lockdown to try and find number 5 before he gets out. And the guy at the exit gate, he hears the phone going off, but he just signs the paperwork for the garbage truck to leave anyways. And then once the truck leaves, he answers the phone. He's like looking down the driveway at the truck's driveway and being like, oh, I might have made a mistake. Anyways, as the truck's going down the road, we see number 5, who sees a butterfly on one of the containers. He's all, you know, enamored by it, likes what the butterfly looks like. He's kind of imitating the wings with his eyebrow that goes. The next thing we know, we see him drive right through the wooden side of that truck and lands by the field of cows. And he's just looking at the cows being like, ooh, why are you? But then we cut back and we see Ben and Newton trying to get the coordinates for number 5, and they're hacking through the systems, but the system's not really, you know, giving them the area because it keeps malfunctioning. Now Howard's like, how can that triangulate this coordinates? It's a simple thing. Then Newton's like, so do you know how to coordinate your coordinates there as well, Howard? I didn't think so. So they're like, oh, it's fine, we'll figure it out. And they finally figure out how to find where it is by like a homing device, because it's malfunctioning because it doesn't want to turn off. And then Howard starts freaking out because he's like, it's outside the base. What are we going to do? It's outside the base. And he's like, calm down. We'll find it. We'll go out and we'll find it. Then we just see number 5 going down the road, you know, passing those cows and just being like, I'm just out for a trek. So then Howard's panicking because he's like, I'm watching it. It's going farther and farther away from the base. We got to go destroy it. And then Newton's like, come on, you just need to relax. We'll just go out and we'll find it. It's not a big deal. It's just malfunctioning. It's a lot of money, a lot of time spent on it. We shouldn't destroy it. So then Howard's like, so Schroeder, I want you to get a team together and just try and capture number 5. Don't have to blow it up. Don't try and blow it up at all. Just try and bring it back in one piece, please. And he's like, hey, yeah, sure, I'll bring it back in pieces. And then we have Newton trying to tell number 5 to return back to D station, and then it just replies back with, wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? And it's just number 5 reading a sign that's on a big building, and he looks at the premium Pemco gasoline, and he starts tapping on it. He's like, need input. I'm assuming he thought the gas pump was another fellow robot like him, but it's not. It's not at all. And then we see number 5 getting out on the road to travel down, and then this security truck that's trying to hunt him down literally bumps into him, and they don't notice that they actually hit him, and then they look at the computer system and be like, oh shit, he's right outside. How did we not see him? Like, God, you guys are blind and stupid. How do you even have a job, to be honest? Especially at a military base. Anyways, they're chasing number 5 down the bridge, and then the bridge is being worked on. There's construction happening. And of course, there's a little ramp, and number 5 goes through the construction site, hits the ramp, jumps off the ramp, and apparently he has a parachute the whole time, so now he's parachuting away. And the whole time he's flying with the parachute, he's like, wee, this is fun! And then he lands in the, well, I was gonna say the back, but he lands on the top of the snack shack truck drove by Ali Sheedy playing Stephanie Speck. Then we cut back to Howard freaking out in the military base. He's like, you did this whole thing just so you didn't have to speak with the people. You set this whole damn thing up. And Newton's like, come on, Howard, just calm down, we're going to get him back, don't worry about it. Anyways, Stephanie's heading back home, where she sees her ex-boyfriend who's trying to get the dog off of this roof, because apparently Beasley somehow got on the roof, and apparently they're, you know, fighting with each other. He's like, I was just trying to take him to the vet because he looks sick. And she's like, he doesn't look sick, he's just tired of you, and you look sick. And apparently he's got a dog carrying case called Quinn's Medical Research, and he was there to collect the dog to take it to a medical lab of some sort to do tests. He's like, hey, the dog's on the way out, you know, it's getting old, so I figure just make some money. And of course, she doesn't really like her ex-boyfriend, and she's all pissed off because apparently she gave him some money. He went out and bought a red Firebird by the looks of it. So she takes a bat and starts beating it. He gets pissed off and throws her down to the ground and gets in the car and drives away. He seems like a grade A douche, but at least the car is really nice. I'm going to put that out there. And the whole time this is happening, we see number 5 is on top of the snack shack truck washing, and we see there's a bunch of animals all over the place. There's raccoons, goose, there's a donkey, I think, at one point in time. So apparently she's like an animal rescue spot, and apparently the ex-boyfriend wants to take some of the animals to a medical research center to try and get some money. And then Stephanie has no trouble at all getting Beasley off the roof. She's like, come on, Beasley. And Beasley just jumps right on her shoulders. Like, how did the dog get up there in the first place? So that's what I'm wondering. And then we cut back to see Newton and Ben getting ready to, you know, load up a truck to go out to try and find Johnny 5. And apparently Newton hasn't been out there in a long, long time. And then Ben's making the joke, you know what's out there? Other than grass? Girls. Girls are out there too. And then we see Stephanie on the phone as she's trying to cook dinner. And there's like a kitten on the counter trying to get her food. There's also like a skunk hanging off the stove. And she's on the phone with someone. It's like, hey, I just got a pet that you need to take and rescue. And she's like, I'm kind of full. Also, isn't there like a spot you can take cobras? Like, who the hell found a cobra? Where are you based out of? Anyway, she hears some commotion, so she looks outside. And inside her snack shack truck, you see a red glowing light and the truck shaking. And she goes outside because she thinks it's her ex-boyfriend. But it's actually Johnny 5 inside of it. So she starts banging on the door. She's like, I'm going to call the cops on you if you don't get her. And she's like, why are you deaf? And then the door where you serve the food opens up, and we just see Johnny 5's eyes, and she starts freaking out. It's like, oh my god, because at this point in time she feels like she's being visited by the aliens by the sounds of it. And she's like, don't be scared, I'm a friend. As she's holding a baseball bat, and then she throws it down the ground. It's like, I'm a friend, trust me, promise. We just see Johnny 5 inside the truck. He's playing like the salt packages and the other sauce packages. He grabs like the ketchup and just starts squirting it all over the place. So then Stephanie introduces herself to Johnny 5. She's like, so, not to be offensive, but like, is that really you, or are you like a little alien inside that, and that's a spacesuit? And then he starts talking. He's like, Johnny 5, need input. She's making all the hand gestures, telling him Johnny 5 to come with her to go inside so they can talk and do input. He just keeps imitating her. She's like, no, you gotta come this way. Come with me. This way. Come on, stupid. Let's go. Anyways, then she finally gets Johnny 5 inside, and she's holding the kitten. She's like, hey guys, don't be scared. You know, this is Johnny 5. These are just a lower life forms. These are just pets. This is a house. We live inside the home. Don't wreck the house, please. Then she starts going around showing him various things like plants and bunnies. He's like, this is an ant farm. Don't break it though, please, because we don't want the ants all over the place. But you know, this is various things. You know, there's a globe just spinning around. That's what Earth looks like. And then she shows him a book, and he just zooms right through the whole book because he's the world's fastest reader. But then again, he's a robot. And then he's like, I need more input. More input. And then we see Newton driving the truck with Ben inside of it. He's like, can you believe it's been 5 years since I've drove? And we see Ben, just the whole truck is just jerking. He's like, yeah, this is really good for the neck, to be honest with you, because we're made to believe that Howard has kept Newton in that base for so long that he hasn't seen grass, he hasn't seen a relationship, he hasn't drove a vehicle, he hasn't done anything with his life. He's just been there the whole time trying to work on these robots to try and get them perfect. And we see Johnny Five looking around the kitchen, you know, saying the pastas, all this everywhere stuff, just making a mess of everything. And Stephen's like, oh, this might be pretty funny for you, but you're actually wrecking my home and wrecking dinner. Thank you very much. At one point, he walks over to the table and we see China over it. He pulls the tablecloth. And of course, he doesn't break it, but then he picks up the table. He's like, ah, breakfast table, and dumps it sideways, and all the china breaks. So then she turns on the TV, being like, ah, look, see, TV, go over there and stay there, please. And then we see Johnny Five watching the Three Stooges for a little bit. And then we cut to seeing Ben driving in the truck for the first time. And it might be the first time he's ever drove the truck, I'm not sure, but he's really goddamn excited to drive this truck. It's kind of funny because Newton's like, so I just want to ask, where are you actually from, Ben? He's like, Bakersfield. He's like, no, your ancestors. He's like, Pittsburgh. It's like, oh, yep, okay, yep, it's fine. Then we find out it's the next morning, and Stephanie's like, you've been watching TV the whole time? He's like, oh, maybe. And then it become a war between the two of them. Turn the TV on, turn the TV off. She's like, you know, you lose IQ points for the longer you watch this. You're just going to become a couch potato if you keep watching the damn thing, so keep it off. So then she takes the remote from him so he can't turn it on anymore. But then a little antenna comes out of his head, and he uses that to turn on the TV. He goes, you know, he's a robot. And then he starts repeating all the different television commercials, and she laughs about it. She's like, come on, you didn't come a million miles away from, you know, wherever you came from, just to repeat commercials. So then she takes him outside, so they stand on the porch, so then they can see the sunrise coming up, and he's like, oh, beautiful light bulb. He's like, no, that's the sun. And then he starts going on about the clouds, being like, oh, Volkswagen. Then Beasley comes over and starts barking out. He's like, oh, mammal, canine, mutt. So then Beasley starts coming at him, jumping at him, and Johnny Five keeps going in reverse, breaks right through the railing on the upper porch, and falls through the chicken coop. Stephanie's all freaking out, runs down to go check on him, because she's like, say something, you're not talking. He's like, ah, beautiful, Stephanie. And then she sees a stamp on it, and she's like, I thought you were from space, or I thought you were like an alien, you're just a stupid robot. So then she's all pissed off, because she doesn't like the whole Nova Corporation, what they stand for and everything. So she goes through the phone book, you know, if you have to, look that up, because I know nobody knows what freaking phone book is anymore. He's like, oh man, there's a word for this stupid thing, that way I can take care of more animals. So then she calls and gets patched through to talk to Howard. He's like, yes, my robot, listen, just don't let it go anywhere, please. So then we see Schroeder and his whole team of guys getting ready to go full force to go get Johnny Five, you know, ready to take him in pieces if he has to. Then Howard on the phone, he's like, so it's safe if you keep a good distance away from him, because he's, you know, just keep everyone far away from him because he's kind of malfunctioning. So once we get him back, we're gonna have to take him apart and put him into pieces, and, you know, redo the whole thing. Because, you know, so then she's like, so is there any reward for returning this thing? Because he's probably pretty expensive. He's like, no reward, but, you know, like, we could give you a free tour if you want to. So then Stephanie's like, hey, Johnny Five, you're going to scare the animals. I just called Nova. They're going to come give you a tune-up and take you back. And he's like, tune-up? So then she explains it to him a little bit. And he gets a little bit nervous, a little bit worried. So then he gets distracted by seeing a grasshopper. And then he starts hopping around the yard like a grasshopper. And then he accidentally jumps on the grasshopper and squishes it. He's like, oh, error, grasshopper disassembled. Need to reassemble. And Stephanie's like, he's dead. Dead as a doorknob. He can't reassemble. He's dead. Dead. So then he keeps repeating disassemble and squash together and dead. And then he starts freaking out because he's like, I don't want to be disassembled. I don't want to be dead. I want to stay alive. So then he hops into her shack truck, closes the door, and gets ready to drive away with it. But of course, first he at least reads through the driver's manual, so he gets a little bit of understanding as to what the truck does. And then he pulls up his one arm and gets a factory made key all ready for it and turns it on and starts to drive away. So then Stephanie goes chasing after him, being like, come on, give me back my truck. You can't take my truck, you hunk of tin. And she jumps on the back of the truck and is holding on for dear life. And she gets like the little bottom door open and scoots through. And of course, Johnny Five's not the greatest driver at the point in time, so he kind of hits a garbage can that people were loading up with some brush, and he kind of scrapes another car. We see Newton and Ben trying to show up in their vehicle, and Ben's freaking out. He's like, oh, look, Johnny Five's moving at very fast speeds. We gotta try and catch up to him. And then we see him going through the traffic. He's on the main road now. He's honking the horn as he's driving towards oncoming traffic. And of course, Stephanie closed the back door, so now her food supplies is falling all over the place. Then he goes through a little low tunnel and takes off the whole top of her snack shack display. He's like, good job, Tinhead. And then he starts driving towards the dock area, and then he starts driving towards like a rock cliff by the dock. sucks. And she's like, oh, you're going to kill us. And he realizes, like, disassembled and death and whatever thing. So he finally puts the foot on the brakes and finally just stops the truck before it goes off the cliff. And then he tells Stephanie to go hide and go get refuge because Johnny Five is worried that Nova is going to hurt her. And Johnny Five is like, I'm not a machine, you know, I'm a little bit more than a machine. And he's trying to communicate to her, but she doesn't really understand it all. That's when he finally says Number Five is alive, because she's like, you're just a robot, you're just gonna be disassembled and put back together. And he's like, no, I'm alive. And then we see Johnny Five freaking out because then Newton and Ben show up in a Nova truck, and then Ben's in the truck being like, girly, over here, you're in danger, get away from there. And we see Johnny Five hiding in her truck with a box over his head shaking, and she goes over to Nova's truck, and we see Newton still in the driver's seat, and we see Ben unloading Number One, and she tries to talk to Number One, and he's not talking at all because he's just an actual robot. He doesn't have any, input system at all. Then Ben makes fun of her driving. He's like, yeah, good try there, buddy. The robot drove the truck. And then Newton's like, wait, you said the robot drove the truck? He's like, yeah, the robot's been talking and everything. And Newton doesn't want to, believe her at all. He's like, maybe you got some amnesia. Our robot doesn't know how to drive. And then Newton's like, hey, Dr. Love, let's get the robot back so we can go back, okay? And then she's like, well, what are these robots used for? And Ben's like, just some secret shit. And Stephanie's like, hey, if you would talk to your robot, he would know, you would be able to know that he doesn't want to be disassembled. So then she's like, yay, Number Five, they just want to come talk to you. He's like, no, disassembled, as he pokes out. And they're like, wait, he actually does talk. And then Number Five starts listening to her. And they're like, wait, she's controlling and he's not listening to us. What the hell's going on here? And then Schroeder shows up with full military presence. And then Johnny Five kind of freaks out a little bit. Johnny Five kind of like ducks down a little bit. And they're like, hey, wait, he's going to shoot. So then all the military guys start shooting. And then Newton's like, hey, guys, we're here. We got this under control. Just stop. Just relax. And then Johnny Five pulls out his laser beam and starts blowing up some boats and stuff on the dock. And, there's explosion all over the place. And of course, Stephanie looks happy as hell because she's like, yeah, Nova Corp is getting blown up, yay, because I hate them. And Johnny Five just starts getting lasered with bullets all over the place, and he's yelling for Stephanie and he's in pain. And then we see Newton Crosby run in front pretty much to tell everyone to stop their fire. And then he fights Johnny to put like a off switch on him, or to hit the off switch or the sleep switch on the back of him. And Stephanie thinks that Newton's trying to kill it, but he's just putting in the sleep mode. And Stephanie starts freaking out at Newton and being like, he was alive, he was talking and everything, don't you see that? And he's like, lady, he's got some wires that are loose, some circuits that are loose, I'm gonna fix it all, and everything's gonna be back to normal like it should be. We then see the truck that's carrying Johnny Five, and Ben's in the truck with some other army guy, and they're driving back, and then we see Johnny Five slowly starting to come awake again. Johnny Five's waking up, and he's slowly taking, realization of what's going on, and he sees the two talking in the front, so then he slowly starts to fix his circuits to try and get himself more mobility, and, fix his arm, because at one point his arm isn't working at all. So then he pops his arm off and puts a new one on, because he's in one of the medical robot trucks or whatever, and it just has new supplies and containers all over the place. So he pops on a new arm to give himself, and the old arm that he has taken off he puts on the countertop, and it falls off and hits the ground. And the driver looks back, and Johnny Five's just like, shh, don't say anything. And we see Johnny Five, he's kind of like hunkered down with the laser on his shoulder. And the guy driving, he's like, so, sir, I don't know what's going on here, sir, but he's alive again. And is he going to kill us if we stop the truck? So then the driver pulls a Colt 45 on him. And Johnny Five grabs him, he's like, Colt 45, Play-Doh, and just breaks it in half. And then we see the driver and Ben running out of the truck and just running away for the life. And then we see the driver's seat getting ripped out of the truck and thrown off to the side. And Johnny Five fixes the mirror on the truck and slowly drives away. As Johnny Five is driving, he sees a monitor inside the truck, and it sees an image of him pretty much moving through the maps. And that's when he realizes, like, oh crap, I got a tracking device on me somehow. Then we see Newton driving up in his truck, and he sees the other driver and Ben sitting on the grass in the ditch. And he just stops the truck, and he's looking at him all confused, like, pretty much thinking to himself, where's Johnny Five? And Ben's just like, hi honey, what's for dinner? Johnny Five, being alive and being smart, he takes off his tracking device and tosses it into a truck that's driving the opposite way. That way they can't track him. And of course, they're tracking the device, but it's in the back of this old truck, which is drove by this old couple. And then the Nova Corp like military guys cut off the truck and literally have a roadblock set up and guns ready. And then the little guy's just like, can we help you, sir? What's going on? We see Newton and Ben get back to the Nova Corps or the logistics or whatever you want to call it. And now Howard's talking to them and saying how they have a giant issue and now they're putting Schroeder in charge of it. And they just want Howard and Ben to stay in the terminal office and work on the robots and not leave the office anymore. Now on the TV, we see Stephanie being questioned by news reporters and whatnot. And one of the first questions is like, did the robot molest you at all? And of course, the person watching that news report is in a bar and it's her crazy ex-boyfriend. He's like, you know where that robot is, so I'm going to get that goddamn reward. So then we see Stephanie inside the bathtub and she hears some sounds and she thinks it's Frank breaking into her apartment. She's like, I'm armed and dangerous. And then the door swings open and we see a tree branch. He's like, Johnny Five, disguise, stay alive. And Johnny Five's being a pervert because he's like, ooh, Stephanie, attractive, nice software. And we know what he's mentioning at. And we see Newton and Ben getting ready to go steal one of the Nova Industries trucks so they can go out and try and find Johnny Five. And then, of course, they go to get in the truck, and Howard's been sitting in the truck the whole time. He's like, I knew you guys would try to steal one of the truck. I just knew it. And then, of course, Howard pulls a gun out on him. He's like, all right, guys, get back in there, do your job, get back to work. But then Newton just gets in the truck. He's like, fine, Howard, shoot me if you want to. Just go ahead. I'm getting out here. And Howard's like, fine, I won't shoot you, but good luck. You can't get out anyways because the door is electronically sealed. And that's when Newton pulls out his little remote and the door opens. He's like, fine, I'm just going to stand in front of the truck and just stay here. You can't leave because you're going to have to run me over then. But Newton just puts it in reverse and drives around him because Howard doesn't move at all, actually. Then we see Johnny Five watching, you know, Saturday Night Fever, and he's, you know, dancing the best that he could. And we see him, he grabs Stephanie and they start slow dancing together. And then Stephanie's like, you know, we got to find you a new home. And he's like, Johnny Five, this home. Stephanie home. We see Johnny Five the next morning trying to make breakfast, making pancakes, and he starts mixing the batter, and the batter just goes all over the place, and he's making, I think, like, French toast or something that's in a box, but he doesn't take it out of the box, he leaves it in the box as he's putting it in the frying pan, and Stephanie comes out, she's like, is something burning? And he's like, breakfast! And he's like, oh, you're trying, you're stupid, but you're trying. And then, her ex-boyfriend shows up, and this, you know, Firebird with a shotgun in hand. She goes to the door, tells him to go away, and calls him a creep, and then he finds the hidden key up above the door. So he lets himself in like an asshole like he is, and then he grabs her being like, hey, so show me where the robot is. And of course Johnny Five's right there, and she's like, you need to talk to him like a robot or he's not gonna come home or go anywhere with you. So then he's like, hey, so robot, you come help me. And she's like, talk to him like a robot, not like you're Apache native. And then she's like, make sure you tell him where home is. So he mentions Nova Corp, and Johnny Five freaks out, knocks him to the ground, and then starts driving away. So then he chases Johnny Five outside, and Stephanie goes after him. And then he's like, where's my car? And then next thing you know, Johnny Five has the whole Firebird completely dismantled and in pieces in the yard. And he starts freaking out. He's like, oh my god, my car. What happened to my car? And sorry, Frank doesn't have a shotgun. He's got a hunting rifle of some sort, and he keeps shooting at Johnny Five, but Johnny Five keeps deflecting the shots away as he's talking like John Wayne. Then Johnny Five starts fighting back with Frank, and he shoots a laser and hits him in the belt buckle. His pants fall down, and Frank falls to the ground. He's like, I'm gonna be back, and I'm gonna go tell Nova Corps what's going on, and they'll be back to grab you, stupid tin can. Then we see Stephanie and Johnny Five in the truck, and they're driving. She's like, I don't know where we're going, I'm lost. And she's like, we need to make those bozos listen and understand. And Johnny Five's like, no, one bozo, Newton Crosby. She's like, he's the enemy. He's like, maybe. And then we see Crosby and Ben off somewhere, and they're having like a bite to eat up in the hills by the looks of it. And then Howard radios in. He's like, I know you're listening, pick up the radio because I have some warrants out for your arrest. And then Howard's like, so I got a deal for you. You can meet Stephanie and Johnny Five. You gotta go to the Black Manor Inn or something. And Newton's like, yeah, deal, fine, but one condition, there's no Schroeder at all because I don't want him screwing up this mission and to get Johnny Five back. But then Newton gets out of the truck and Ben goes to hide his truck, you know, somewhere else so Newton and Stephanie can, you know, talk, you know, one-on-one. He's like, so where's Johnny Five? He's like, he's in the back, he's hiding. You know, let's go talk first, and then we can discuss what's going to happen. And then Stephanie goes to sit down with Newton inside the bar, and she's like, you know, Johnny Five is alive, you know, just like you and I. He's like, yeah, I know they can seem like alive, but, you know, he's just a machine, just like anything else, like a dryer, a microwave, whatever. He's just a machine. He might seem alive, but he's not actually alive, because I built him from scratch, and I know what I'm talking about. And then while they're talking in the bar, we see Schroeder's actually hidden in normal clothes up against the bar, listening in. And we see Johnny Five out in the
the woods, just using a stick and a rock, just pretending to be a baseball player. And then he hears the sound, and he's like, oh, that doesn't sound good. And then out of nowhere, like one number one or two or whatever comes up, and he's like, ah, robot alert, and so shooting a laser beam at him. So then Johnny Five has to go, you know, hide for his life or fight back, essentially. So then Johnny Five goes down to the water area and grabs a handful of mud and just hits number one in the face with a whole mud pie. And then he goes over to number one and turns him off. He's like, ah, number one, you're out of here. And then one of the other ones starts shooting at him. He's like, oh my gosh, gotta go. This is where number two is coming at him, shoots a laser at him, and, you know, smoke comes out of the barn or this little shed. And this is where Johnny Five says the line, hey, laser lips, your mother was a snow blower. And number two goes over to where he heard Johnny Five calling him. And that's when there's a trap set up for number two where the back wheel gets stuck in the rope and it goes up into the tree. So then Johnny Five comes over and turns him off as well. So then another robot shows up and starts shooting laser beams at him. So then Johnny Five picks up a giant rock to try and fight back, you know, block the laser beams. And the next thing we know, we see like a chase scene happening, essentially. And that chase pretty much ends with the other robot, you know, running into what looks to be an outhouse and then blown up. And then we see Johnny Five like rewiring all the other robots. And then we see Nova Corps machines all driving down the road to where they are at the diner, bar, or whatever it is. And then Stephanie's like, so as long as you'll listen, I'll take you to where Johnny Five is. And Newton's all happy. And then as soon as he agrees to that, then I don't know where Scroder comes over. He's like, yeah, you can take me there too as well. So then Stephanie thinks that Newton's been lying to him the whole time, even though Newton had nothing to do with it. And then we see Johnny Five break through the wall of the building. And he grabs a table to, you know, block everyone's shots. And then he uses that table. And he's like, here's your table, sir. And just hits Scroder with it. And then he grabs Stephanie and they escape out of the bar, giant hole in the wall. See Stephanie driving the snack shack truck, trying to get away from, you know, the security team. And that's when Johnny Five pops his head out and he's like, step on it. And then he uses his laser beam to cut a tree in half to block the road. So now the team's all stopped at the roadblock and Scroder's all pissed off and he's whistling. He's like, where's that other team? They should have stopped him by now. And that's when he, you know, whistles in for the team to show up. And Johnny Five rewired the number one, two, and three to act like the Three Stooges. And they're redoing like a whole skit from the Three Stooges. And then everyone else is looking at it being like, what the hell is going on? And Newton's just staying there smiling and be like, ha, he's pretty smart, actually. And then we see the truck that Stephanie and Johnny Five are in. The truck's breaking down, and then Johnny Five's like, ah, cars, stupid machines. And then Stephanie starts breaking down because she thinks, like, every guy that she goes to trust is a liar and a cheater. And she thinks Newton was lying to her the whole time, but even though Newton was just, you know, actually trying to get Johnny Five back for, you know, good reasons. So then we see Newton just sitting outside the Black Lad bench, and out of nowhere, Ben just drives up and he's like, ooh, you look horrible. Where's Johnny Five? Like, where the hell were you the whole time? Like, what happened? How did you miss everything that happened, Ben? How did you miss all the explosions, all the fighting? And then Newton's like, you know, Johnny Five's really smart. He reprogrammed all those robots really quickly, and, you know, he's amazing. And then Ben just goes on, like, how did things go with you and Stephanie? Did she stick her tongue down your throat? And he's like, no, nothing like that, but we were connecting really well. And then we see Newton and Ben talking in the truck, and Newton's like, ah, she had, I had, like, really soft hands, nice eyes. And then the back door opens up and Johnny Five walks in. He's like, hello, bozos. And then he shoots the radio so Howard can't message them at all. And Johnny Five's like, Newton Crosby, no run, no talk, drive today, Newton, today. Then we have Newton showing up to where Stephanie is, and she's waking up. She's like, number five, where are you? Then Newton goes to the front door to check on her. She comes out with a baseball bat. He's like, hey, you need to calm down. I'm just here to help. And then Johnny Five's like, I kidnapped him. And, you know, Johnny Five's like, yeah, beautiful stars, better to see. And Newton starts making fun of him. And Stephanie's like, I think he speaks very well for being a four-year-old. Thank you very much, you stupid idiot. And Johnny Five shows Newton his, like, wiring. He's like, you rewired yourself. That's why you're not, you know, listening. That's why you're malfunctioning. So then Newton goes to play with them. He's like, no, my switch is mine. And Newton's going over possibilities as to why Johnny Five's not listening. He's like, no, Jose, I'm fit as a fiddle. That's when then Johnny Five's, you know, doing patty cake, and Stephanie brings Newton some soup. And he's like, fine, I got a test for you. And he pours some soup on the paper and folds it. And he's like, hey, what do you see here, Johnny Five? And Johnny Five starts breaking down everything. He's like, ah, yeah, you're talking like an actual robot. And then Johnny Five's like, ah, it resembles a butterfly or a maple leaf. And he's like, oh shit, you are real. And Newton tells Johnny Five a joke, and we see Johnny Five laughing. He's like, it was hearing a funny joke, and I screwed up the punchline, but he's laughing. He's real. He's got emotions. And then Johnny Five's like, danger, Nova. So they start running back to the other truck, and Stephanie's like, why don't you just tell him that he's alive? He's like, I don't think they're actually going to listen to me at all, to be honest with you. So we see Newton driving away, but then they get blocked in by Nova Corp. And he's like, hi, guys. Hi, Howard. So we got Johnny Five. He's in the back of the truck. He's under my control. You don't have to worry about it. And Stephanie's like, another lie. So he's like, yeah, I'm lying to them. I'm not lying to you. Just relax. We see Howard talking to Newton. He's like, you gotta, you know, give up the robot, hand him over, stat. And Newton's like, what's stat mean? And Howard's like, I don't even know, to be honest with you. But then we see some Nova Corp soldiers, like, making their way around the truck. And then they come up behind Stephanie and Newton, and they grab them and drag them both away. And Scorpio's like, open fire on the truck. And then Howard's fighting too, because Howard's like, no, don't you dare shoot him. Don't do it. And we see Johnny Five breaking down the back door of the truck and taking off through the desert as all the other Nova Corps are, you know, shooting at him. Newton's yelling at Howard, you know, you gotta stop doing this. You gotta start firing at him. He's alive. I can show you. I can prove to you that he's alive. And then out of nowhere, a military helicopter comes out of nowhere to start chasing down Johnny Five and shooting missiles at him. And then the helicopter gets in front of Johnny Five, shoots a missile ray at him, and we just see pieces go all over the place, and Johnny Five blows up, and, you know, all the security guys are all happy, yelling and screaming, and then we just see Stephanie, Newton, and Howard looking on in shock. And then we see a couple of the Nova security guys just walking around with pieces and parts, and being like, hey, look, I'm gonna keep this souvenir for later. And Schroeder goes over to Howard, being like, ah, look, we did a great job. And Howard's like, years of research gone down the drain, and you're happy as pig and slop. And he's like, I'm just doing my job, sir. And Howard's like, yeah, how about you do your job somewhere else, then? So then we see Newton and Stephanie driving one of the Nova Corps trucks away. And, you know, Stephanie's having a breakdown in the passenger seat. And Newton's trying to comfort her, being like, are you going to be okay? She's like, well, not for a while, probably. And we find out Newton actually quit Nova at that point in time. And she's like, well, what are you going to do with your life now? He's like, I really don't know anymore. But, you know, I got some acres of land given to me by my dad. And then we hear the Johnny Five's voice. He's like, yeah, great idea. I think we should go up there and check it out. And then we see Johnny Five coming out of the, like, a basement area of this truck, or under area of the truck, where all this debris, you know, comes out of the place. And he's like, Johnny Five, you're alive? He's like, starts laughing. He's like, hee hee, yeah, been here the whole time. So the whole time that truck was shaking, it was actually Johnny Five making a replica to send out to act as a decoy. And that's what they blew up. They blew up the decoy, not actually Johnny Five. And then Newton's like, you know what? Our next goal is we're going to go to Montana. I got 40 acres up there. Johnny Five can hide all up there, and he can, you know, do some more input. And then Stephanie's like, well, do you like animals, Newton? Because I want to take my animals with me. She's like, yeah, that's fine. How many animals are you talking about? Johnny Five's like, ah, great. You guys talk. I'm going to drive. And he throws the driver's seat out and starts driving away. And then Johnny's like, ah, number five, stupid name. I want to be Kevin or David. Ah, actually, Johnny Five sounds good. Johnny. Let me see all three of them driving off into the sunset together, and the credits start to roll, and that's the end of the movie. And I gotta say, on the Rotten scale, I love this movie. This movie's great. I think it's got a great cast. I love Johnny Five. Fisher Stevens is great in the movie. And then, you know, I like Gutenberg. I like Austin Pendleton. Ali Sheedy's good. Such a good cast. Definitely highly recommend watching this, and the fact that Johnny Five, the robot aspect, and how it's done. Really amazing. For me, on the Rotten scale of 10, I'm giving it a solid 9. I love it. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it as well, and if you haven't seen it, definitely go check it out. It's been a while since I watched the second one, but we will revisit that one as well at some point in time. Alright, which brings us to this point in time where we gotta pick what we're gonna be watching next week. We discussed this movie a little bit earlier on due to what the writers worked on in the past. I'm gonna watch the original Tremors because it's been a while since I watched that one. I'm looking forward to watching it. We're not gonna do like a month long of Tremors movies by any chance at the moment, but we will get them all done at some point in time. So we're gonna be watching that one next week, so hopefully you guys will stop by next week for that one as well. And as always, make sure to check out the outro band in this one. At the end of this one, we should be playing their new single. It's a remake of the Killer Clowns from Outer Space, a strong horror based band, Blood Opera. All their links are down below. You can find them on all, you know, social media sites, X, Instagram, Spotify, SoundCloud, Facebook, YouTube, anywhere and everywhere. Just check their links out below as well. Check out the Etsy shop that they run. Pretty cool stuff as well. Follow me on all
social medias at Typhon Sign. Links will be down below. Well, we have X, we have the TikTok, we have the Facebook page, we have Instagram, and the main thing we've been pushing, like I said earlier on the podcast, is that YouTube channel. We got the weekly game video coming out every Wednesday. We have various shorts, other art videos and whatnot. Also, we have the live streams almost every night lately. They're a couple hours a night, so definitely go check those ones out as well. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys all later. Peace. You must reclose those gates.